on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hi, this is Melissa from Westminster. Am I a bad mom because I won't buy my son the gaming system that I promised him after he missed 2 days of school for his grandmother's funeral?
Okay.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Well, y'all, it's time for the Parent Panel. If you've never been here for one of these before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just kind of see how we got there in the first place.
What is this about?
So with my son, right, he's 14. You know, before school starts, we always set goals for him, right? We'll have like an academic goal, a sports goal for him. And so he came up with his like academic goal was going to be perfect attendance.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, you know, if you do perfect attendance, I'll get you the Nintendo Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like working, right? Like,
sure.
I mean, he was going to school. He wasn't giving me grief. And kind of unexpectedly, my mother passed away.
Sorry.
Thank you. And so we had to go travel out of state. So, you know, the funeral wasn't the weekend, so he had to miss school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of like, let's reevaluate this again. You know, you want that perfect attendance. And if you come with us, you're not going to get that perfect attendance.
You said that?
And well, yeah. I mean, I just feel like I wanted him to know, like, this is a decision that he's going to make.
Wait, but he had to pick between the Nintendo Switch and his grandmother's funeral?
Well, it wasn't like pick between them. It was just like, this is the situation. His grandmother would have understood. She was like a rule follower. And so she would respect the fact that he stayed behind with a friend, if that's what he chose, and stayed true to his perfect attendance so he could get his Nintendo 2 Switch. Now, he didn't choose that, but basically I laid it out, like, here's your options. If you do this, this happens. And so he decided, and I commended his decision. He wanted to go pay his respects to his grandmother.
Well, yeah.
As one would.
As one typically
does.
Likes
yeah,
to do.
Right. So he went, and now he doesn't have perfect attendance.
Right.
And you're not going to buy him a Switch.
But wait, but what about the perfect attendance, though? There was no, like, casualties that got taken into consideration? Like, what if he got sick, or, like, if there was an emergency?
No, it doesn't. Because, like, the rule was, like, perfect attendance. Like, I don't want him to be one of those kids that it's, like, you know, always, like, trying to bend the rules. It's like, no. Like,
somebody,
you know, if at work, right? Like, if he was in a job and there was some, whatever, gift for perfect attendance and somebody died, something happened,
well,
he gets sick.
And this, like, is your mom, too, by the way. I mean, but that doesn't matter to you.
I know. Well, of course it matters to me. I mean.
Yeah. And I'm really sorry, by the way.
Thank you. I don't know. I just want to raise him where, like, there's no, like, bending of the rules. And I'm glad that he chose what he chose, but I just feel that, like, you have to stay true to your word. So, you know, we're getting towards the end of the school, so he's kind of like, please, Mom, like, come on. Like, and that's where my husband was like, yeah, you're a bad mom.
Shall we chat this out then, everybody? Yeah?
Yeah, right. I would like to hear if anybody's on my side,
all right.
Hopefully.
Well, let's do it then. Welcome to the Parent Panel. Okay, this was his goal. He said, listen, I want to do perfect attendance this year. If I do, will you get me a Nintendo Switch 2? Melissa said yes. That was the goal. Unfortunately, Melissa's mother passed away, and they had a funeral they had to go to, right? Melissa gave her son the option, said, you don't have to come, but just know, like, this ain't going to mean perfect attendance anymore. Now here we are at the end of the school year. Her son's upset, being like, please, Mom, don't let that one count against the days, please. Melissa's saying, a deal is a deal, rules are rules. Is it the wrong thing to do by saying, you don't get perfect attendance? Jess?
I understand the intent of the lesson, but I do think it's damaging to put him in a situation where he essentially had to pick either a Nintendo Switch versus having final moments with his grandmother. Because honestly, it's like, if he would have picked the Nintendo Switch over his grandmother's funeral, I would almost think that he's a psychopath. So, like, there's literally days. Like, there's days left of the school year, and he's been doing so good. So I almost just feel like it would make me feel deflated.
Yeah.
Listen, you have to make decisions in life, and there's consequences of those decisions. And I'm more than happy with him that he picked to go to his grandmother's funeral, but he knew that he couldn't have both.
Yes, on paper, that is correct. If that was the rules, then, like, that's the rule. He did not get perfect attendance. I think we have to take the emotions of the funeral out of it. And if your rules were, you're going to have perfect attendance. That's the only way I'm going to give you this switch. It wouldn't matter if it was a funeral, a tsunami, the second coming of Jesus. It wouldn't have mattered what this thing was that like would have stopped him from getting the switch. Well, let's get the parent panel going here. Who's up?
This is Brian in Bel Air on 5.
I mean, Brian, what do you feel like? Do you feel like Melissa should like let her son have perfect attendance because the only day he missed, honestly, was her mom's funeral?
I agree with the mom. He didn't have perfect attendance. That's just the reality of life. You know, like no one did anything wrong.
Yeah, right.
But it felt like a trap almost. It felt like a trap. Like if he didn't go to his grandmother's funeral, I feel like there would have been words exchanged about priorities.
Yeah, well, so I feel like sometimes there are consequences for doing the right thing, and that's the consequence. He didn't win, quote, the prize of the Nintendo Switch.
And that's kind of, I mean, you're not wrong about it, but is it insensitive?
Well, I think it's tough love that a kid learns when he's young like that instead of when he, you know, gets out into the real world and something like that happens. If he experiences disappointment like that now, he'll be ready for something that happens later in his life. I mean, if that were my kid, I'd be really proud of him that he did the right thing.
Oh, okay. Who's up, Jess?
This is Bun Mom Faith in Dundalk on 3.
Bun Mom Faith. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. This woman is insane.
Whoa, okay. All right. Well, I mean, what? Why? I mean, if she said perfect attendance.
Taking the technicality out of the equation, this boy, you know, he did the right thing. He went to his grandmother's funeral, and he made every other day of school he went to. She put him in an impossible decision, you know, between doing the right thing and doing what you want. Mm. And now I feel like she's punishing him for not, you know, for him not, you know, staying in school every day when anyone would go to their grandmother's funeral.
Literally.
You're not wrong about that.
Unless she's just trying to get out of having to pay for a Nintendo Switch.
Which, I mean, yo.
I thought about that, too, because Nintendo Switches are like $500.
No, I know. They're expensive.
I understand that's expensive.
Yeah.
But, so, like, is it a loophole? It's just not fair to the boy.
Maybe she thought she wasn't going to do it. And now that he's doing it, which I think is completely messed up.
Maybe that's it. Chris in Carroll County, what's up? We'll give you the final vote here. I mean, she literally said, listen, you have to. I mean, he actually made the thing up. He said, listen, I want to get perfect attendance. And then they came up with the reward of the Nintendo Switch. I mean, is she wrong then by not letting him have it? Because he did technically miss 2 days.
This is Nicole in Bel Air.
Oh, actually. Sorry. Then we'll go to Nicole. Nicole, it's going to be you then. You get final vote. What's up? Who is this?
Nicole?
Whoever in the world this is right now.
I'm Chris right now.
Yeah, no, I thought so. What's up? What's up, Chris? Yeah, what's up, Chris?
Okay. Yeah. And as I said before, I don't rarely say this, but yeah, bad mother. This is ridiculous.
Why?
And by the way, even when you're at work, if you have an important meeting, if someone dies, you're excused from that and you get paid and you can go.
Yeah, valid.
It just doesn't make any sense. I feel like this kid, like we should be chipping in to get this kid the Switch because he showed more integrity than his mother.
Now, okay, fair. Now, but wait a minute. Now, again, if we're going on technicality.
No.
Because now, again, and by the way, I'm playing devil's advocate.
This is family. It isn't about technicality. And he did the right thing.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have been a choice. This isn't him blowing off school. This was somebody. Okay, I would like to ask the mother, if she dies and he has something going on at work, should he blow his own mother's funeral off to make sure that's done? Like, is that okay? Just asking. What would her feelings? Because that's what she's sort of teaching him.
Yo, Carol County's on fire
today. To make that choice between a family responsibility or, you know, something that you should be there for or something else. And to me, this kid made the right choice in choosing his family, but I don't think he should have been penalized for it.
Yeah, there goes
I might have told him that and then surprised him at the end with it. You know what I mean? Because he'd made the right choice.
Yeah, there goes.
And I'm not sure if every kid would have made that choice, believe it or not.
It's true. It's true.
Chris, where you been? Why don't you call more often, Chris? Where you been?
I actually work with families and children, so I listen to this stuff a lot.
Yeah, anyway. She's like, this is not my leisure activity, but hey, I'm glad you called. Thank you so much. I mean, listen, Melissa, it sounds like, I mean, you heard her yourself. I mean, most parents are saying this is not the right thing to do. So what do you think you want to do then? Like, do you want to?
Well, listen, like I hear them and I understand that. But if I give him the Switch now, you know, he's never going to take me seriously when I have, you know, policies, rules, and procedures like later on. So I just, I can't do it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.